Hello and welcome to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Don Hibbert.
And I'm Devin Voda.
And each week we bring you conservation topics and events from around the Endless Mountains. Well, get ready for cicada mania.
Oh boy.
What is it, really? Of course, it's something that the media, I think, has made up to hype the upcoming cicada emergence. Mm-hmm. Because they are emerging this spring.
Right.
And believe it or not, there are not one, but two different broods of cicadas coming at us.
Yeah.
Or are they coming at us?
We'll see.
Yeah. Or I think we want to find the answer to what is a cicada, because some people probably don't know.
Right.
We want to find out what a brood is, because that's one of the words that are tossing around. Mm-hmm. And as I just mentioned, we kind of want to find out whether it's going to happen here in northeastern central Pennsylvania.
Right.
So stay with us. That's what we're going to do. We're going to find out the answer to those questions. So first off, what is a cicada?
All right. So I did find that all around the world, there's about 3,000 different species.
Okay.
That are all considered cicadas. Only about 1,900 in North America. It's not as many. Still a lot, though.
That narrows it down a little bit.
But they are typically found in, like, tropical or temperate areas worldwide and occur in, like, deserts, grasslands, and forests. So we definitely have the forest aspect here. They are medium to large insects ranging from 2 to 5 centimeters or just under an inch to about 2 inches in size. So good-sized bug.
Just enough to freak you out.
Right. They are stout with a green or brown body and black markings.
They have big eyes.
They do.
I think that's what creeps people out the most.
Right. They are characteristic for having short antenna, 2 pair of transparent membranous wings, and then some prominent compound eyes, like you said.
There they are, yep.
And 3 simple eyes that form a triangle between the compound eyes.
Maybe that's the part that freaks everybody out.
A lot of eyes.
See, I haven't actually seen them in person. Have you?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Around here? Probably not around here.
Or not super close to here, no.
Okay. So, can you give a location?
Still more in like Pennsylvania, like Carbondale-ish area. Okay. I've seen them.
Poconos?
Yep.
Okay.
It is good to note they do not bite or sting. So that's
a relief for probably everybody.
And if you hear the characteristic cicada noise, that's the males that are going to put out that noise.
So just the males.
Right.
Are they singing to the females?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we wanted to know what a brood is, because that's one of the words that are getting tossed around when it comes to cicadas. It's a little complex. Bear with me here. I'm going to try to work you through it. So a cicada brood is neither a species nor a population.
Okay.
But it's actually a fascinating phenomenon. And so they mentioned the word periodical cicadas. Mm-hmm. And these are really unique insects that spend most of their time living underground, which you'll get to. Mm-hmm. And they spend their time underground as nymphs. They emerge from the ground in large numbers, and it ends up being every 13 or 17 years.
Okay.
Except for the annual ones.
Right.
Which we can kind of get to those as well. So the broods, they're regional, they're multi-species groupings of periodical cicadas, and they emerge on a common schedule.
Okay.
So let's sum it all up, and we'll say a brood is a group of periodical cicadas of the same life cycle that emerge in a given year, known as a single brood. They also refer to it as a year class.
Okay.
So that probably didn't help anybody out. We can at least say that there's classes of cicadas known as broods, almost, and they refer to them as Roman numerals.
Okay.
Right? So brood X or brood 13, you know. So maybe that clears it up a little bit. But just to go a little bit farther in confusion more, there's designation and history of those broods. So like I said, there's a, you know, there's a 17-year cicadas and the 13-year cicadas. There's also, in general, about 12 broods of that 17-year cicada class. there's three broods of the 13-year cicada class. Like I said, each brood is designated by a Roman numeral. Cicadas within the brood emerge simultaneously. That's what kind of freaks people out, I think, right. Besides the eyes, that all these insects are just coming out of the ground at the same time. And they kind of have some complex histories because they're geographically separated. So, you know, brood X might be over here, let's say, in the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, brood 13 might be in the southeast. And, you know, depending on the year, you're going to see that specific brood emerge simultaneously from the earth. That kind of sums up what is a brood and at least give you a general idea of what's happening, right. I think. So,
as you were talking, just kind of reminded me almost of like graduating classes from high school.
That's what I thought of too.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So a little bit of a life cycle of the cicadas. So they have, their life cycle consists of three stages, as a lot of insects do: the egg, the nymph, and the adult. So the adult females lay their eggs in woody plant tissues. And then, so a couple weeks later, they'll hatch out into their nymph stage. And these are they're what burrow into the ground and sit down there for a while and hang out.
I think one of the common misconceptions people have is like they go underground and they just kind of, whatever, lay dormant or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually living down there.
They are.
They're functioning, they're feeding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Playing some music, I don't know, whatever they're doing, feeding on roots.
Right. So the newly hatched nymphs do burrow into the ground, and they start consuming the juices from the roots of perennial plants. And nymphs usually undergo 5 molts. The annual ones will do that all within a year's time. And then, like we talked about, the periodic ones, they'll take a little bit longer for each molt, depending on if they're a 13 or a 17-year class.
Yeah, I think they call each one of those molts an instar stage.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then once they're prompted, however long they're supposed to be underground, they will all emerge. What's kind of weird is they really haven't figured out what tells the cicadas, like, biologically to come out of the ground yet. They're still working on figuring that out.
I saw that. Yeah, it's one thing scientists are pretty perplexed about.
Right.
They're good at telling time, but scientists can't figure out how they tell that time.
Right. It's pretty crazy.
And did you see they also emerge at a certain temperature?
Yes, I did have that in my fun facts.
Okay, me too. We'll get to that in a minute.
So once they come out of the ground, they perform their final molt on nearby trees, and then they're an adult. So the adults only live for a few weeks. So once they all come out of the ground, you don't have to worry about them for too long.
Yeah. Disappear quick.
They do. They are alive just long enough to find a mate and lay eggs. I did note that they have one of the longest life cycles of insects out there.
Crazy. I saw that too, other than like, I think it was queen termites or something. Okay. Like that. They live 50 to 100 years, which, wow, is crazy.
Yeah.
In itself. But yeah, I saw the same thing, that cicadas are one of the older insects,
mm-hmm,
on the earth. So I guess that leads us into our last question, which is, will we see those here,
right,
regionally? Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
If you're excited, the answer is no. There will be two broods. Like you said, one will be brood 13, and that'll be in the upper Midwest. And then there'll be brood 19, and that'll show up around the southeast and kind of wrap up into the upper Midwest.
Okay.
If you're in Illinois, that's a happening spot.
Oh, boy.
So there's going to be, both of the broods are going to show up there. That's where cicada mania is going to be, if you're looking for cicada mania.
It's going to be loud.
So some people traveled for the eclipse the other day, right? Some, I don't know, maybe there'll be people showing up in Illinois for cicada mania.
Ooh.
Probably not. But yeah, so that's where it's going to happen. We did mention that there are annual cicadas, and I have a little bit on that. So there's actually 12 species of cicada that appear in different parts of Pennsylvania every year.
Okay.
And they go by names like the Northern Dusk Singing Cicada, the Dark Lyric Cicada, the Scissor Grinder Ooh. Cicada, which is a kind of weird name, and the swamp cicada. Okay. So, and you can hear those, like I said, every year. Mm-hmm. They emerge every year right here in Pennsylvania in different regions. So.
It's time for fun facts.
Fun facts.
One thing I was, like, we're talking about the two broods coming out at the same time. It's a pretty rare occurrence, really.
It is, yeah. I thought, well, were you going to get to this?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I found that the last time this happened with two broods coming out at the same time was 1809.
Yeah. Well, I saw that, you know, it happens right around every 200 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's crazy.
It is.
I saw that periodical cicadas, like we're talking about today, they actually belong to the order Hemipteria, okay. Which also includes stink bugs, bed bugs, aphids, so some other weird bugs in that
pests we don't like.
Order. Yeah.
I did see that the periodical cicadas might be a result of the ice ages. That it's a leading hypothesis that they kind of, because of the ice age, just the way they have to kind of emerge periodically like that, it's all due back to ice age times, kind of helps them survive better in different habitats.
Saw that cicadas live on every continent except for Antarctica.
I did see that. We mentioned that they emerge at a certain ground temperature. I found 64 degrees.
I saw the same.
Okay.
And actually, not 1 degree higher or lower. It has to be 64.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, they're good at telling time, and they're good at telling temperature, too.
Smart little bugs.
They are. Yeah, and then the last one that I had was they end up being the loudest insect on Earth.
I did see that, too.
And did you see that they can reach decibels up to 100? They can reach up to 120 decibels.
That's crazy.
Which is about as loud as a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty cool little bugs.
Yeah.
Even though you might not like them. they are pretty interesting.
I also just wanted to note, too, one that I found was they believe that them coming all out at once like this is kind of a defense mechanism almost. Helps them be protected from predators. There's so many of them that predators don't know what to do. They kind of overtake the predators.
I got that, yeah. So, power in numbers.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we have a couple events we wanted to mention as well.
Yep. So I found down at Vosburgh Neck State Park, on April 17th from 5 to 6 p.m., there is a Trash to Treasure event. So celebrating Earth Month, they will be teaching you how to reuse plastic bags to make plarn, they call it, or plastic yarn. So they'll discuss the three R's of waste management and learn how to use a bloom loom to create a flower craft out of plastic bags.
Okay. Out of plarn?
Plarn.
Sounds like a pirate word.
It does.
Plarn. All right. So for the events that I found, if you're into volunteering, there's two volunteer opportunities coming up.
Okay.
Saturday, April 20th at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Salt Springs has a spring cleanup day.
Okay.
So bring your gloves, the typical things that you could think of to help clean up Salt Springs. And then also, this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. at Woodburn Forest and Preserve, they have a trail cleanup. So, same thing, again, the loppers, the gloves, the insect repellent, chainsaws, that type of thing. Bring those along with you. Show up at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday at Woodburn, and you can help clear trails.
Sounds fun.
So, and then also, I didn't write this one down, but right here at the Susquehanna County Conservation District on Earth Day, which is April 22nd, we have our grand opening of our interpretive trail.
Yes.
And there'll be some light refreshments, and we're also going to have a memorial tree dedication for one of our past technicians who passed away this past year, Wayne Oakley. So join us for that. We're looking forward to that.
All right. I guess that does it for today's show then. If you have questions related to our shows, you can contact the Conservation District by calling 570-782-2105. If you missed a portion of today's show, you can go to our website, www.suscondistrict.org, and find our Conservation Corner page with past episodes and links to information about past episodes. You've been listening to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Devin Voda.
And I'm Don Hibbard, saying enjoy the outdoors.